This is the audio recording for the Candia Board of Selectmen meeting for November 7th, 2022.
Join me as we pledge allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Pat's on. Pat, you there? Hello.
I think can he unmute himself?
Can you dial Pat in?
Yeah. I'm just silent.
Oh, okay. You okay?
Russ Dan.
Sue Young.
Boyd Chivers.
Brian Brock.
Pat Moran.
Nice. Perfect.
Hey, we can't see you, Pat.
There you are.
Hey, put it back.
I want to see this.
are you in your truck?
Yeah.
Nice.
You could do that in your truck.
I'm in my truck.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Technology, Boyd, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, technology.
Oh, isn't that something?
Hey. That's awesome.
You don't look any better, though.
All right.
Oh, we're tough crowd.
One item on the agenda, and that's to set the tax rate. Boyd, I know you've been working diligently on. I don't know if you want to.
We're setting it for this year.
For the December bill.
Right, this is,
right December right. bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so my thought is, we should do everything we can to lower the tax rate as much as we can so that when people go to pay their taxes in December, you know, they're not looking at a $2 increase in their tax rate. And then when they'll remember that in March, when we present them with a budget that's about $300,000 more than what they're accustomed to. That's that. And if we get, my whole goal here, this whole project, is to avoid getting a default budget. Because if we get a default budget next year, we've already made a commitment to a $318,000 ambulance service. We've already committed ourselves to paying a cost of living increase to our employees. It's gonna cost us $100,000. If we get a default budget, we're not gonna be able to come up with those numbers. So my goal here is to do everything, we should do everything in our power to make that to reduce the risk of getting a default budget next year. And in order to do that, I think here's an opportunity right here to lower the tax rate by $1.40 a thousand using some of the money that's available to us. So we still, right now we have about $756,000 that we could use the entire amount, put the entire amount in the unreserved fund balance or allocate some of it to reduce the tax rate for next year. So I've kind of worked out the math so that the tax rate in next year's, in the bill that goes out in December, will only go up 5 cents a thousand, which is a kind of an insignificant increase. It's still an increase, but it's an insignificant increase. It still allows us to put money in the unreserved fund balance and maintain our 11.5% there.
We'll have more than 11.5% if you say.
Well, exactly right.
Okay, all right.
We'll have more than 11.5%.
What will we have?
11.62%.
Wow.
What?
11.62%.
No, still
11.5%.
Yeah. Okay,
but it's consistent with last year.
It is consistent with our policy.
Right.
Our policy is 11.5%.
Right.
So it's pretty close. So my thought is we have $756,887 available. If we take $740,000 of that to reduce the tax rate and put the other $16,000 in the unreserved fund balance, the tax rate only goes up 5 cents a thousand and the fund balance goes to 12.62%. The numbers all work.
Oh. I thought you said it was 1.6% fund balance.
You said 11.62. You said 11.62.
It's 11.62%.
Yeah, he just said 12.
Right.
That's just said 12.
You just said 12.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. All right.
I'm sorry. It's 11.62%.
Okay.
That's right.
No.
So, I mean, I kind of crunched up. I saw Andrew this afternoon and I got most of this information. I went over and I crunched up these numbers and if that's acceptable to the board, I'll read a motion, but.
I'd like to discuss a little bit first. To me, this is very important.
Yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
So. I agree with part of what Boyd said. We try to keep our taxes as low as we can. The voters last year approved budgets for the town and the school that would have, instead of 1955, which was last year's rate per thousand, it would raise it to $21 per thousand instead. The voters agreed on that. Our fund balance, our fund policy is at least 11.5, not to hold it at 11.5. If you remember, I think most of you were on the board, when we sold that land at exit 3, we put it into a capital improvement fund for capital improvements in the future. And overwhelmingly, the taxpayers supported that. From 360,000, now we have 17,000 left in that fund. If the ambulance breaks, if there's a leak in the roof here and insurance is slow getting in, we have 17,000. That's it from 360,000. The rest went towards the police, exploring the police department building. So my thought is I'm willing to compromise to take some of that money out. I don't think that we take it all out of the fund balance, because I don't think that people realize when they vote all these things through, the budget plus the warrant articles for the school and the town, this is not just the town, I don't think the people realize that there's a tax effect from that. Your taxes go up. It's just like a personal budget. You spend more, there's less money around. So I'm willing to compromise a bit with Boyd as far as what a percentage or whatever, and I haven't really decided on that quite yet. But I don't think we totally wipe it out and have a 5-cent tax increase, because they'll go into voting in March and they'll think, wow, your proposed budget is up 16.5%, but hey, last year it was way up and we paid 5 extra cents for taxes. So especially you, knowing how you feel about educating the public, I don't think this is fair to them to think that we put that last year we raised all those budgets and our taxes only went up 5 cents, because they didn't just go up 5 cents. It should have gone from 1955, 2 years ago, to the bill we're going to give them in December. If we don't use the reserve fund balance, it will go to $21, which is a $1.45% increase. I'm willing to take some of that money from the fund balance that's available. I think it's totally inappropriate to take all of it, to take the $756 out of that, because the other thing I'd like to do in a warrant article is ask the town if we can get some money back in this fund. Again, we're down to 17,000 from 360, and I think they were overwhelmingly supportive of a savings account when we presented this a couple of years ago. I think they would probably rather have their taxes go up a dollar or a thousand and get some money back into this. The other thing is, we know that our proposed budget is going up 16.5%, or approximately there. That's just without warrant articles, just our budget. We have no idea what the schools is. We don't know if they're going up. We don't know what they have for a warrant article. Last year they had the 2.5 million. They could have something else this year. So I think we're kicking the can down the road, and it might be good this year that it only goes up a nickel if we use all that money. But next year, I mean, I'd rather give them some of the money from the fund balance next year, when already our budget's up 16% and 10% is from the ambulance, than to have them be totally shocked next December when I think probably economically the times will be even worse than this December, if it can get much worse. So I don't agree.
You keep saying 1955, but last year, if I remember, it was 2004. $1,000.
We just took this number. I was here this afternoon too. It said 1955.
It's 1955 right now. It's currently 1955.
Yeah. Yeah. Where the hell did I come up with the 2004 then?
It might have been the year before.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it was the year before. All right,
that's my thought, and I respect all the time and effort he's put into it, and you can ask Andrew. I knew something was going to come up. I wasn't sure what, because some of us aren't always privy to what's happening. And I knew something was going to come up, so I had asked her for the capital improvement balance. I asked her for a couple of other things before I thought that I made a decision that the taxpayers themselves would support. And I don't want us to get into a default. No. I really don't.
$250 of that for that capital went to the land, to buying the land. $250 of that $360 went to the land.
That was a warrant article.
Yeah, that should be
that was a warrant article, but it's not on the sheet.
No, but that's what came out of that $250 of it.
$250
Yes.
Yeah.
And the warrant article was another $150
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm thinking of $100 So it's not on here, so I assume.
Those are the bills, beginning balance, $360 expenses. Land pending.
Oh, land at the bottom. I'm sorry, I apologize. On the 7th of this year.
That makes a huge difference.
Yeah. But either way, we're only left with $17,000, unless there's $64,500 approved by the safety committee, or approved by the board for the safety committee to use. Is that going to be?
That is not all spent, no.
But we've approved it, so it can be.
It can be.
Okay,
correct.
So that that honestly would only leave $17,000 at. Or more.
Yeah,
but it would leave 17.
But you should look at it with 17 as a balance.
Right.
So we could replenish the capital reserve account with a separate standalone warrant article.
Correct.
And if that warrant article passes, that's fine. If it fails, well, that's the only consequence. But if we try to take that capital reserve account into our thinking here, we could end up with a default budget, which has more than one consequence.
So if we ask them to put it in here with a warrant article, on top of our 16.5 that we know about for our budget, we're adding more expense because of warrant articles. And I'm not sure all the people know how all this works, you know, because the town is the budget plus all the warrant articles.
Right.
And again, we're at 16.5 without any warrant articles. If
I don't think we're heavy on warrant articles this year, though. I don't think so. We get the road one, obviously. But I don't think
that's the only one so far.
I don't think there's a lot, so.
Oh, I thought we were having one for the Smith thing. Is that not true?
Smith Memorial?
Don't we have one for the library?
That's only $4,500.
Yeah,
don't we have one for the library?
Well, that's in here.
Whatever that amount is, 140 something.
But they're turning a lot of that back this year because they've been closed.
Yeah. Oh, they are?
Because they weren't open. Right. So I don't know
how much they're going to
I don't either, but I mean, there is a portion of that being returned.
Well, so, you know, it seems to me that you want to fund a capital improvement project.
I want to give this back up, so in case we have an emergency, yes.
There's some place in the unknown future versus funding an operating budget next year, which is a known quantity. And I say we commit ourselves to funding that operating budget, which is a commitment that this town has made for next year, before we start worrying about some future capital improvement project.
Well, I listened to the planning board meeting the other day, and all they spoke about was we need to plan.
Okay.
They're going to come back and ask for their things to be put back in, which is their choice. I'm planning. Doesn't each household have like an emergency fund or a little bit of money set aside in case a car breaks down or a
credit card? Put it on a credit card. I'm not saying.
All right. Well, that's not the answer I wanted to hear.
Negative.
Pay the groceries first.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. But it's like either pay now or pay later. So if we take this all out and their thing is up 5% after all that money they voted in, this wasn't the board, this was the taxpayers. They voted in all those warrant articles. They voted in both budgets. That was their decision. I think as a human being, you need to know that when you spend money, your taxes go up a little bit. And I think they go up more than a nickel. I think we have to, I mean, to be honest with them, if not next year, it's going to be a, I mean, we won't have any money
but
from here to lower them.
Once we get an approved operating budget that has that $318,000 for the ambulance service in there, we're not at risk for a default budget in future years. Next year is the year where we're in jeopardy. Okay.
I disagree. We're always at, the voters can always give us a default budget, and it's happened before. Not since I've been on the board, knock on wood.
But once you invest certain expenses in that operating budget, that's what you're going to get in the subsequent year.
No, what they'll do is they'll watch where we spend it, and if you decide to cut the ambulance out, you might hear from the taxpayers. Well, we decide where it's spent. They decide how much. We decide where it's spent.
Well,
and they'll be fairly vocal, I think, about that. I'm not sure because I'm not all the taxpayers. But
I would like to see how you're going to fund an ambulance service next year with a default budget.
Oh, because we'll have some money in here.
Well, you can't use it out of the capital reserve account.
Why?
Because it's a capital expenditure, not an operating expenditure. An operating expenditure is for your year-to-year predictable expenses. Payroll.
Okay. It's not like we're buying an ambulance, you know?
Well, what if we had to?
You wouldn't have enough.
Yeah, 17,000 is not enough.
It's not enough, no.
No, that'll get you a down payment. What about that?
So I guess, and again, I wish there were more people listening, but we might have more input after if they hear this on Zoom or the audio. I don't mind compromising with you. We don't have to take, you know, nothing. I don't mind. I told you that, Boyd. I don't mind compromising, but I don't think we only raise it by 5 cents. I mean, they chose to approve. We all, the voters, chose to approve a $2.5 million warrant article for the school. That's got to mean for anybody with any brains, oops, my taxes are going up a little. I mean, our budgets were up.
What?
The school's budget was up. Our budget was up. Yeah. The warrant articles. They're not stupid. They've got to realize that there's going to be a consequence here. Taxes are going to go up, and maybe we only have them go up a little, and we put some money in here in case there's an emergency.
Our assessed valuation went up $15 million.
Yeah.
And in exchange for that $15 million, they're only getting a 5% increase in their property taxes. Okay. I mean, that's
you're looking at the town budget. You're not looking at the big picture. You're not looking at warrant articles, and you're not looking at the school
budget.
Well,
that's all I can see from here.
Well, that's what I think we have to maybe change, is look at the big picture, because what we're doing today is we're deciding things that have to do with the school budget, the warrant articles, the town. And again, I'm not sure all the voters understand how this works. I don't know.
Well, our job here is to take care of the town, not the school. Ours is our job. What is it needed to take care of the town? That's our duties at this point. And I mean, yes, the overall, there's two budgets that go together, and the taxpayers pay for it. But we can't, and it has happened year after year, year after year. The town turned around and said, well, I'm not going to spend much because the school's spending this, which I don't want to get us against the school.
No, and we're not.
But
no.
What I'm saying is we're here for 3,000 residents. We're here 4,000 against how many students?
300.
I don't know.
260 or 262.
No, but what I'm saying is there's a need there. I'm not getting away from that. But we have to take care of the 4,000 residents that are here, keep them safe, and that's, you know, we're talking keeping the roads plowed, keeping the roads maintained wide, where all of these things are here, and we have an office here that has to maintain to take care of these people. So, I mean, it's not a clear cut and dried, it gets to be a mess because, yes, it all runs one sum at that point, but we can't cut back this. How much can we cut back? You're not asking anybody to cut back.
We're
I understand
not,
that.
We are not.
We're here.
Boy, you know how this works. I mean, you know how this works for us, right? We've already spent this money. This isn't what we're doing now to keep them safe.
Right.
We've already kept them safe.
Right.
This is for that.
They're paying after the fact.
This is just dealing with the last half of the year.
Yeah.
Patrick, you got anything you would like to add?
I completely understand where Sue's coming from with this, where every year you get all the taxpayers that complain about tax rates going up, but it's all within their control.
Right.
They're the ones that vote for all this stuff. So I can kind of understand where she's coming from with that. At the same time, if we have the ability to keep the rate a little bit lower, then mm-hmm. kind of should keep the rate a little bit lower.
Agreed.
I mean, I don't know if there's some sort of, did nobody go to any sort of financing classes in school or anything like that? Did nobody learn how to balance a checkbook to figure out what comes in and what goes out and all that? The town budgets are no different.
Exactly. Thank you.
The stuff that they vote for.
It's not our money.
It comes out of their pocket.
Right.
So I'm kind of torn on that, to be perfectly honest with you.
Are you thinking something less than the whole 7?
Yeah, 55? I mean, if we can compromise and come up with something in the middle, so that it's not a huge impact, but at the same time, we're not using up all available funds to keep the rate as low as possible.
Well, I think
I think
500 and what is it? 500 and a little over 500 gets you down a buck, right?
Right.
Yeah, what do we say? Yeah. It was 500.
Yeah, 539,756. Yeah,
$756.
But if we do the middle, if we meet in the middle, the 756 divided by 2, I'd have to do that.
Here's a calculator.
That's 370,000 approximately.
Yeah, if we meet in the middle at 370, that's still going to take. No, it takes how much to get the tax rate down? It takes 530. It won't be a full dollar. It won't be a full dollar, but will it be 75 cents or something? I haven't finished doing this, but.
I'd rather go with the buck myself.
Okay. Well, here's a motion that was lowered by $1.40. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah, go ahead. Absolutely.
Move to use 740,000 of the $756,887 confirmed by DRA is available to reduce the tax rate that will be reflected in the forthcoming property tax bills by $1.40,000. This will allow $16,887 to be added to the unassigned fund balance, resulting in a fund balance of 11.62% of total annual budgets, an increase of 0.12% over the previously adopted fund policy. This will reduce the projected tax rate from $21 to $19.60, or a 0.05 increase over this year's tax rate. And I'll just support that with this statement. If the entire amount, $756,887 available to reduce the tax rate, is added to the unassigned fund balance, the result would be a 5.6% increase over the 11.5% required by the fund balance policy. The resulting balance would exceed DRA's recommended maximum of 17%. This is essentially depriving taxpayers of the use of their money by increasing their property taxes in December, while funds are available to lower their property taxes immediately.
So you're saying it's 140?
He's saying a nickel. It'll be a nickel more than our last tax bill.
Right. Mm. Right.
You need a second before we discuss. So I'm. Or do you want to discuss?
Well, I mean, is there a second to the motion? If there's no second, it fails right there.
All right, I'll set the discussion.
Okay.
I mean, we got to have discussion.
Okay, that's good. A couple of things that we haven't mentioned or haven't been mentioned is the Government Finance Officers Association recommends the unassigned fund balance remain between 8 and 17% of the annual budget. We're always using the 5 to 10. that the DRA recommends, but it's right here in our policy. We've always used the DRA because it's a lower number, but the Government Finance Officers Association, who certainly have some education, I would think, in financing and accounting, they recommend between 8 and 17. So the fact that we're at
11 right now,
that right. we're at
11
right
now.
Right is below the 17 that the majority that they're recommending.
Wait, where?
Right here, I'm right here.
I know, but you're looking at our fund balance policy?
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm sorry, you said
17. And on page 2 on section 5,
yep.
It shows the DRA recommends 5 to 10%, but the Government Finance Officers Association recommends 8 to 17%.
So in our fund balance, what we have in it currently is 17.53%.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't support taking only the 0.53 off. If he wants to, I'll go halves on the 756.
Yeah, that's not much.
Because, the nickel is like, we have nothing left for any type of emergencies. And I think the board, when this was established and the voters, or at least when I explained it at the deliberative session, I said it's a savings account. And they wholly supported having this savings account. We could have taken that 360, that tax year and lowered their taxes with it. And they decided they'd rather save. And I think
that's the way we presented it in that manner because we felt we had nothing, we needed a police station. And we found out we didn't have land or anything.
We don't have to go into police station or any other capital improvement.
Right.
I think they wanted a savings account.
Well, when it came at the board, we had that money, and then it was corrected to make it more of a general capital.
Yeah, that's how it was presented.
It was well received too by the voters to take that 250 out to buy the land.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, that was the land. I mean, no matter what I think about spending money, that was a good purchase. No matter what happens now or in the future, that to me was a good purchase, very good purchase. But I just think we need to raise the taxes a little bit, and nobody wants to raise them any less than I do.
All right.
Patrick, have you got any compromise number?
I'm comfortable with splitting the difference.
What's the difference? What are the two extremes here?
Wait a minute. I'll do the math here. You can, boy, it doesn't matter.
Half of what you're suggesting.
Just about 375, 443, approximately, right there. And doesn't have to be exactly.
What is that town portion or would be?
What does that represent in a reduction? I don't know, somewhere probably around 70 cents.
Yeah, 70, right, because that's half of what?
70 from 2.
So oh, okay.
Half of what Boyd suggested.
Half of 145, so it would be 73 cents more per 1,000, correct?
Of the 395 compared to 395?
No.
Go ahead.
We're going here.
Okay, it's 935 right now.
He presented it.
Numbers are hard to discuss.
Yeah.
You can't see them.
Well, and I wish I should have had her scan this and done the attachment for people because it's very hard to discuss.
I don't
discuss.
Think there's many people that are really concerned about that. So.
Well, they're not concerned, but they will be, I think.
So why don't we stick with the 10 cent increment that they gave us, which is for every 10 cents, it's 53,976, right?
Yeah, that's right.
How about times 7?
The 373
will take off 377,832, which is not far off from what Sue's number was.
377,82.
It will add about 75 cents to this, to the 1955.
That'd be 70.
Not to that.
Okay. Okay.
So it was 377,832, and that would be 70 cents.
Better than a buck.
Yes. Minus that from the 21, because it's 21 even.
Yeah, that's what I did. So 145 divided by 2.
Yeah, so it'd be 20.30.
It's just about right,
77. Yeah, it's right in what you said. Yeah.
So that's $20 and what at that point? What do you put? I'm not trying to. I'm trying.
No, 20, 25, or 20.30 or something around there.
So that lowers the tax. If you split that 740,000, it lowers the tax rate by 69 cents.
What? It lowers what tax rate? The 21?
Yeah.
Yeah, 70-something,
yeah,
whatever.
That's, yeah, we're saying 70.
We're in the ballpark.
We're in the ballpark.
So now instead of a $21 tax bill, they're going
to
get...
You add 75 to this. And it's like 2025, is it? About there?
No. Oh, what was it, 69 cents increase? Or from...
Well, it's going to go just round it to 70.
I know.
Yeah.
If we go with the number I just read off to you, that would round, that would make it 70 cents.
Yeah.
So it's at 2030, right?
So 2030.
2030.
And to me, that would show them that, it, yes, it did go up because of the choices we made last year.
Yeah.
But I think we can, as Russ said, we have to sell or sharpen our pencils or whatever on our proposed budget this year. And we're going to have to see on those warrant articles. I mean, we're going to get the same ones we always do. And the, I think, is the library one... 130,000 or something.
It
like
was that. Something like that too. 137 or something like that.
Do you have your book in front of you? Yeah. I don't even have. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And I mean, these are all things that I support. CYAA, the fire department, they might want to push back, not ask for the full 50. I mean, I don't want to speak for Dean, but maybe.
Well, there's going to be a recycling center one coming in too.
Oh. Yeah, the brush.
That.
How much is that for?
That 25 or something.
It was 30 last year.
30 last year.
Has to get that one.
No, it's fine. I'm just thinking we thought we didn't have many. We have a lot of warrant articles.
Well,
that are reoccurring.
They're not huge, though, most of them.
Yeah, and the one for the recycle center would be a one.
Fitz Museum is 4,000.
No, I'm trying to. I'm,
oh, yeah. The library's at the beginning. I thought we put it.
Public Smith Public Library. This is covered up
yeah.
here. 140.
Yeah, 143. So that's
yeah. I thought
that's
going to
add. So all of a sudden,
more.
We're,
yeah, it could be more.
Well, I think Jeff said 250 for the road.
My thought is they might vote down some of the warrant articles and pass the budget. They might do it that way, because what I'd like to see done this year, and we're working on it, is after every single line. You're going to put how much the tax impact is per thousand. They can do the math. If their house is 300,000, they can do the math. But after every single line in both the town and the school.
76 cent increase in the tax rate over last year.
How much?
What?
76 cents. If you split that 340,000.
740.
If you said 740, you know, it's still only a 76 cent increase over last year's tax.
Yeah, I would compromise.
You know,
I told you that before.
You know, Sue's got a good point. They have to expect their taxes to go up since they spent money last March on that school warrant article.
Yes, 2.5.
For that $2.5 million warrant article. So I don't think it's unreasonable for the people in Candia to expect their taxes to go up when they open that bill in December.
I think anything between the 50 cents and a dollar is reasonable.
We're right in the middle, right. 76 cents.
So if we can keep the warrant out of, the school.
Well,
yeah,
you don't forget.
But we can't forget. We can't forget. It's part of this tax bill.
So we've done what we can.
Yes, I think
the
town
has been
diligent.
What's the number you want to reduce it by? What's that? Is it the
373,443? What's half? I've done this so many times.
I had 377.
373,478
something. Whatever you guys come up with.
You want to use
the higher number?
$170,000 to lower the tax. No, I'm sorry.
Hey, I came up with 377,8.
I like it.
That
slow
one
down.
Is out of
I like it. Yeah.
Right, that's the number I'm going to use. Hold on. Let me just to confirm. But I'm
slow down.
All right. You want to use $378,444 to lower the tax.
Say we say that again. 378.
Write it down, boy.
444.
Yes,
okay. 378,444. Okay.
Right.
And that reduces it by 76 cents. You said
around half of the 148.
Okay. All right. When I plug in the number, I haven't plugged in the numbers, but I will do that.
No, again, this is without.
Hang on, I got a new number for you. Then.
That leaves 14.3% in there. Fund and reserve fund.
That's a 70 cent increase in the.
Well, what did you say
today?
Yeah,
70 cents.
Yeah.
No, just about 70, half of this.
Pat, you get any comments?
Yeah.
I think, like I said, splitting it in the middle, that 76 cents is not...
It's 70, but that's
so
okay.
70, exactly.
70.
So taxes will go up by 70 cents.
Okay. Yeah.
That's, I mean, doable. That's responsible.
Yeah. Right. I agree.
Can I amend my motion?
Yes.
Yep.
Or do you want to take do a new one?
You can amend it.
Okay.
Move to use $378,444 of the $756,887 confirmed by DRA as available to reduce the tax rate. They'll be reflected in the forthcoming tax bills by approximately 70 cents a thousand, period.
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none? All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Done.
Perfect.
I think that's
fair enough.
It worked out well.
And we'll get
we're going over 11.5% now, which is our policy is 11.5%.
Yeah, this is coach.
But that'll give us some wiggle room to ask for them to put it in the savings account.
Yeah. I have 14.3% that you'll be at for a balance.
Without the warrant articles?
Unreserved fund balance is
14.3.
Yeah, 14.3.
That's pretty close.
That's still above the math.
Okay, good. And then I can ask that lady who's coming in. So to do a warrant article to ask them to take 3% or to take that money to give us money for the thing that's going to be a warrant article, but that's going to raise our taxes again. We can't say like we did before to take it from unreserved. Yes, we did, because remember we raised the unreserved to put that money in there, and then we asked them to take it out to establish this. Remember?
Well,
I think that's
we didn't ask her.
We didn't. We talked about changing
the proceeds directly from the sale of Exit 3 to the capital reserve account.
Right, that's what it was.
When
Carl was here, why did we raise it to 15? We went from 11.5, 11.5, and then 1 year we raised it.
You did.
And I thought that was to accommodate that.
Yeah, you know what? So
I think it was, Brian, because it was the same year, no? Well, I don't know if you were on the board yet.
The year that we put that money was, I was.
I'm telling you, I think... Because Carlton said to raise it, well, Carlton
so
could
we
tell
could
us.
Hold on to it.
Exactly, yeah.
And then we would.
And it would have no tax impact, remember?
Right.
It had no tax
that's
impact.
Right. But it still took a warrant article to take it out of the fund balance.
Yes, right. But that's what I mean. So at this point, that has to be in by what, November 17th? What's that?
Yeah, the deadline is next.
So you want to write a warrant article to take some money out of it
and put it as the deadline to build this back up.
No. A warrant article for capital.
Yeah. The 17th is the deadline.
So some of this money that we just stashed in the unreserved fund balance will come out, hopefully, through a warrant article for the capital reserve account.
I think they'll save. I think they'll do it. Maybe
not. Or you're going to write an article to pull it out again.
Right. And put it into here. Get this back.
All right. Okay.
Dick are we talking about the capital reserve fund? Dick just... No. Are we talking ambulance or about the property?
No. Capital reserve.
No, the capital reserve.
Because Dick wrote one, suggested one. Four, but this one's for the ambulance.
Oh.
Yeah,
this one's different.
That's a warrant article?
But yeah, that he's...
It sounds like a money laundering operation here.
It's not, people. It's not.
Sorry, Pat.
You don't have people. You have Pat on here.
No, there are going to be people that will listen.
Or iPad.
Somebody's Leslie.
Leslie. That's it.
And they'll listen to the tape, Brian. They really do.
No.
All right. So you're good on that?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, I think it makes sense. I wanted to go lower it more than that, but that's
I understand, believe me.
So how are we going to go out and promote this operating budget that's...
The new one.
16% more than last year's budget.
Well, does his warrant article...
Dick's
warrant article address that at all?
It just says to see if the town will vote to establish an ambulance capital reserve fund in accordance with RSA 35-3 for the purchase of an ambulance and or associated ancillary equipment costing more than $5,000 or having estimated useful life of at least 20 years and to raise and appropriate the sum of $100,000 from the fund from December for the fund from the December 31st, 2022 unreserved fund balance.
Oh, so he's already, we don't even have it.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that revolving fund for?
No, no, I mean, he doesn't like the revolving fund. Dean's, don't let Dean get with him.
Well, wait
about
a minute,
that.
But whose warrant article is that?
Dick's no, Dick just is suggesting it.
Yeah, because we don't even have it to give to him. We don't have the 100.
Yeah, no.
So that's kind of a moot
point. But we have a revolving fund that's supposed to pay for all that.
Right.
Right. And Dean has that equipment, that fire department equipment. It was wiped out with the truck, but he's got that, and I thought, he thought some of that ambulance, it could be used for an ambulance.
I thought it said fire apparatus.
Yeah, I think is fire apparatus ambulance?
I don't know, you'd probably stretch it out.
But we'll ask that lady.
Oh yeah, she's going to be
part of the operation.
Right.
That's a good question for that lady, boy, because I don't know the answer to you.
No.
Okay. Well, she's going to be coming in to set up here.
Well, the ambulance has fire on it.
Well, that's what I mean, fire rescue. I don't know. We're not doing anything illegal or under the table, so I'm not worried about any of this.
No.
We don't have enough money to. Okay. Oh, did we stop the meeting? Are we
not yet. We just need you to adjourn, if you could.
Move to
adjourn?
Yeah.
Did you have anything else? Okay.
Okay.
Anybody second?
Oh, who moved to? Oh, I'll second.
Boyd and Sue. Okay.
Any discussion? Staying now? All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Pat.